All the wonderful, fun animals that I get to play with. Mm-hmm. in the beautiful, pristine, just clear as a bell lake that I can swim in. It's just all so wonderful. But it just seems like something is not complete. And God said, oh, I know what that feeling is. That's loneliness. I can fix that. I'll make you a man. And she said, well, what's a man? And God said, oh, they're strong and muscular and they can pick up heavy things. And Eve says, oh, I can use that. And then God said, and they like to build things and fix things. Oh, that sounds fantastic. And then God said, well, but there's one thing you have to remember. They like to wear the same t-shirt for weeks on end. And they like to go out late and, you know, spend time with their friends. And Eve said, well, what's a t-shirt? And God said, I'm getting ahead of myself. Yeah, don't worry about that. And then God said, but you do have to remember one thing. You have to let them think that they came here first. So that'll just be our little secret between us. You know, woman to woman. That's a different kind of creation story, isn't it? All the major cultures in the world have had different stories regarding their culture's creation story. There are other storylines that each culture teaches their children also, such as things like the rites of passage and claiming independence and overcoming obstacles and connecting with others and finding one's spirituality. These stories fall into certain categories. Sarah? The rags to riches storyline involves a humble, disregarded hero or heroine who gains something they lack, such as money, power, or love, loses it, and then wins it back to have a happy ending in the story. An example would be the story of Cinderella. Cinderella was treated as a slave by her stepmother and stepsisters, but Cinderella's faith helped her fulfill her dream and claim her rightful place next to the prince. Sarah? The Quest is a storyline where the main character must reach a certain location, attain a certain object, while conquering many obstacles along the way. The Wizard of Oz was about Dorothy, who had to conquer obstacles to get the Wicked Witch's broomstick before she could return to Kansas. Harry Potter faced many obstacles before he overcame the evil Voldemort to become the most powerful wizard. Sarah? The Overcoming the Monster storyline involves a hero who must conquer some sort of evil physical force, but it can also involve a hero's journey, where a person struggles to overcome a personal inner conflict. The David and Goliath story is a metaphorical story about overcoming our own lower negative self to find our own divine calling. And the original Star Wars trilogy was about Luke Skywalker and his journey in finding his identity as a man and a true Jedi by forgiving his father, Darth Vader. Okay, Sarah? In the Voyage and Return storyline, our hero or heroine travels out to some out of their familiar, everyday, normal surroundings into a strange land from where they will return armed with wisdom and life experience. The Prodigal Son is a wonderful story of this, where the son leaves his father's house, loses his fortune, and finds his true worth through his father's forgiveness. In The Hobbit, Bilbo Baggins learned that despite his small size, he had more capabilities than he could have ever imagined. Sarah? The last slide for the storylines is the rebirth story. And that involves a person changing their ways and becoming a better person, resulting in a happy ending. An example is Saul in the Bible, who is transformed from Saul the murderer to Paul the saint. A modern day version of this story is Ebenezer Scrooge, who transforms from a miserable miser to a generous benefactor in the story A Christmas Carol. Okay, Sarah. Has your story played out one of these scenarios? Have you ever gone through the rags to riches story overcoming monetary or spiritual poverty? in order to find abundance, prosperity, and success? Or perhaps you have lived through the overcoming the monster story, where you overcame a fear, or a bad habit, or an addiction. Or perhaps you have had a rebirth story, where you overturned bad behavior to become an upstanding citizen. In our culture, there are many expectations for both males and females. When I was young, girls were expected to grow up and be beautiful, thin, and unintelligent. Always, it's true, right? Always being caregivers and placing the needs of others above their own needs and desires. Their career choices at that time were limited to wife and mother, teacher, secretary, or nurse. Women were seen as inferior to men, so they didn't get equal pay, equal benefits, or equal rights. Boys and men also had expectations placed on them. They were expected to grow up, suppress fears and tears, be forceful, fight the good fight, marry a woman, and stay at a job for the duration in order to support their family, no matter how much they may have hated or despised their job. And everyone had to be straight. Gays, minorities, the physically and mentally challenged, and the abused faced expectations, judgment, and punishment for being different. Though things have improved in the last 70 years, and laws protecting the rights of women, children, minorities, the disadvantaged, the indigent, animals, and the environment have been enacted, in our culture, we are still pressured to be victims, people pleasers, conflict avoiders, and inauthentic. It takes faith and courage to challenge the stories and culture pressures that culture pressures us to adhere to. Now, our culture and ancestors may have taught us our stories, but it is we who perpetuate them and keep them alive. And we are the ones responsible for changing our lives by changing the stories we tell ourselves. When we take steps to find and embrace ourselves through any of the storylines that I mentioned at the beginning, we change for the better and we find our true, unique, divine expression. I was a good girl when I was little. I was the poster child for compliance and mediocrity. I had seen Bambi when I was young, and my family had drilled home Thumper's message to us. I think we all know it, don't we? If you can't say, let's say it together. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Now that message overshadowed our household, and I was a victim to it, becoming a people pleaser. I looked to others for my validation because I believed I was inferior to them. Their dreams became my dreams, but they were not my dreams. I wanted to be a doctor, but I had to forfeit that dream because they didn't approve. I didn't realize that I was the writer of my own story and that I could change my story anytime I wanted. As a result of not being honest, authentic, and speaking my truth, I ended up very depressed. I got out of my depression by examining my story and finding out that what I was believing and telling myself was not the truth. I realized that I did not have to be doomed to be a victim. I was not at the mercy of other people's expectations and neuroses. Over time, I forgave myself, changed my story, and became open to divine's call to live fully and vibrantly. Since coming to Unity, I have continued to grow emotionally and spiritually. And now my challenge is to become physically healthy. In December of last year, I realized that our six-month-old granddaughter was getting big, and soon we wouldn't be able to pick her up unless we had transformed our fat into some strong muscle. Now, my goal was to be able to pick up my granddaughter and play with her without pulling my back out. So I began eating a healthy diet in order to lose weight. Every weight reduction effort I have ever gone through has ended up with me gaining more weight than what I started with. The diets had worked for a while, but I would hit a plateau get frustrated, and then abandon the project by telling myself things like, it doesn't work. I can't do it. What's the use? I just gained my weight back. It's impossible to lose weight at my age. I would then proceed to overeat until I was heavier than I was before. This time, after being in Unity, something had changed in me. Unity had been telling me that my story involved more than outside changes. A benevolent life force was on my side. This loving energy was inviting me to claim the power that was within me that made me strong and truthful. And I had friends who supported me. Now, in the past, I had always focused on losing the pounds. A diet to me was temporarily giving something up that I loved to eat until I lost the excess weight. The number on the scale was a barometer of my success. Culture told me I could overcome any obstacle with willpower. But experience had taught me that that was not true. I realized that in order to have a different outcome, I had to change my perspective. I had to change the story I told myself. So in this latest attempt at losing weight, I decided to not run from my fat, but to run toward my wellness. My goal became working toward a permanent inner transformation by living a healthy lifestyle, instead of my previous goal of imposing a temporary outer fix by losing weight. I would embrace my inner qualities rather than despise my outer appearance. I chose to see food as God's gift of holy nourishment, rather than something to eat to pleasure my taste buds. I chose to eat food that was as close to the natural source as possible, unprocessed fresh fruits, vegetables, legumes, seeds, and whole grains. No meat, fish, or processed food. And no frequent scale monitoring. I would weigh myself only once a week on Monday mornings. I began this adventure and doors opened up for me. It was amazing. I was changing my paradigm. I was switching from seeking outside material satisfaction to seeking inner spiritual wisdom. In the past, I had sought things outside myself to define myself, others' approval, and that thin body. But now I was no longer beating myself up with a sledgehammer of cultural expectations. I was changing my story. I was seeking a healthy lifestyle that I could live with the rest of my life. I felt worthy of God's grace. I felt powerful. And I knew God wanted me to make choices that were good for me and my own welfare. This loving force was on my side. My friends were on my side. I was led to a professional chef who gave cooking classes and who ran a support group. From January 1st of this year, I lost 38 pounds. And then I couldn't lose anymore. I had hit a plateau. Very scary place for me. A very dangerous place. And the plateau lasted 3 months. This was very discouraging for me. My ego's voice inside began saying, see, it doesn't work. It's too hard. You are inferior and a failure. Just a little ice cream won't hurt. Now, in my life, there has never been just a little ice cream. I allowed these old messages to take over, and I began eating larger portions of processed food, and I began gaining weight back. I began worshiping the scale again, jumping on it a couple times a day, hoping and praying for that number that would make me feel okay about myself. I began believing my old story because I had taken my eyes off the goal. My goal had been to claim my strength, become well, enjoy my granddaughter, and celebrate God's love and my powerful, vibrant, divine essence. I had forgotten those goals. I had begun to listen to my ego again. In meditation, I began contemplating these questions. Am I doomed to gain my weight back like I always have? And the answer came, no. You're not doomed to gain your weight back. It all depends on what you tell yourself. Can I change my story? Yes. After all, it's my story. I can do whatever I want with it. Do I have the courage to change my story? Now that's a good one. That would take guts. If I had guts, I could lose my gut. I asked for divine guidance and was led to a physician who works with patients to reclaim their health and get off their medications by helping them eliminate their high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease through healthy food choices and activity. He said exercise and strength training would get me off the plateau. Now, since I hate exercise, the doctor told me it was not, don't make a big deal out of it. He said I could break up the exercises to 10 minutes at a time, three times a day. That's all I needed to do. It would be just as effective as if I did 30 minutes. And I could do strength training by getting these resistant band things and doing it while I watched television or did something else that I was liked doing. Now, those were all good ideas. I'm still struggling with it, with inconsistency with this, but I am doing some things that the doctor has recommended. I am telling you this because I am a good liar. I can lie to myself and I can tell you that I'm doing great, but I am still struggling with this. I have found that the best way to stop a personal impasse within me is to snitch on myself. And that's what I'm doing. As long as I keep secret the fact that I'm still struggling with this and don't tell anyone, the more I will judge myself and shame myself, which leads to more overeating. Shameful secrets and self-hatred have a devastating dark energy about them. Self-hatred is not God's way. That's the material world's way. That's the ego's way. That's my old story. Here's my new story. Today, I will be honest and take responsibility for creating the story that I will believe about myself. I am a child of God. I am a powerful divine being. I am love, and I love myself. I am giving my story a happy ending. I want to be the vessel through which God's light shines through to help others find their way through their own darkness. And since altering my story, I have finally gotten off the plateau and am losing weight again. But I will have other plateaus. And even when I lose all the weight I want, I will still have challenges. Here is why what I am doing is working for me. As within, so without. Yes, I have lost weight, but weight loss is only the result. I have lost weight because I have changed my story. I am seeing myself more truthfully now. As a result, I am more peaceful, more focused, more loving, more centered. I am changing my outer appearance as a result of changing my thinking and my beliefs. As within, so without. Change your story, change your life. So that's my story. What's your story? Are you happy? What do you believe about yourself? Whose voice is it? Is it your voice? Your mother's, your father's, your spouse's? Your priest's? An old teacher 50 years ago? Does your story serve you well? If not, which of the storylines at the beginning of this talk could you pursue to free yourself? Do you have the courage to let go of your secrets and change your story? What would it take to do that? We are all energetically connected to each other and that benevolent divine force. I need that divine force. I need unity. I need my friends to help me claim my dream. We can't do it alone, on our own. Sarah? In each of the storylines I told you about, every one of the heroes had a supporter, a mentor, or a guide. Cinderella had her fairy godmother. Dorothy had Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion. Harry Potter had Dumbledore, Hermione, and Ron. Luke Skywalker had Obi-Wan and Yoda. The Prodigal Son had his father. Bilbo Baggins had Gandalf the Wizard. St. Paul had the ascended Christ Jesus. And Ebenezer Scrooge had Bob Cratchit and Tiny Tim. Even heroes need help as they walk their journey to wholeness. When we make that decision to change our story, that ever-present, benevolent, divine force conspires to help us. Others will show up in our lives automatically to help us with what we need. It is amazing how it happens. It plays out like a beautiful symphony. When we can begin being honest and open and willing to see ourselves differently than the way we always have seen ourselves, and take steps to change, then we begin rewriting our story with a happy ending. You are writing your own story, every one of you. Your supporters are waiting at your beck and call, ready to help you with your story. You can make your life wonderful by giving your story a happy ending. You do that by claiming your fabulous divine inheritance that Spirit is waiting to give you. And then by doing your part, by listening and taking action. So let's get quiet and meditate. Please close your eyes or gently lower your gaze. Take some deep, slow breaths and allow your body to relax. Release anything that may be occupying your mind. Release all fear, all anxiety, all stress, and all worry. Release any heaviness, scarcity, sadness, and loss. Release everything in your awareness that is less than divine. Feel your tension leave your body and mind. As you breathe in slowly and deeply, imagine that you can breathe in through your heart and then breathe out through your heart. Enter into this pure moment and feel the presence of heavenly grace with you. Affirm and know that divine mind now directs your thoughts, sustains your being, and heals your body and mind, revealing the ever-present perfection. Let these affirmations gently wash over you. You are a conscious creator. And you are the author of your own life. God walks with you on your own hero's journey, and the universe is on your side. You are blessed with abundance in your finances, in wisdom, and in love. Positive and supportive people are coming to surround you and help you reach your goals. You are smart, creative, and motivated. Your faith is creating a life of passion and purpose. You embrace change and the unknown because that is where the possibilities are. You are consciously raising your vibration through positive words, thoughts, and actions as you trust your inner guidance. You can only succeed in becoming all that the divine has ordained you to be. So let's take a few moments to let these peaceful truths seep into you. For the gifts we have received in this short, quiet time, we are so grateful. And we say thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. So let's conclude with reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.